I am now joined by Frances Fitzgibbon from People of Ireland. Hello, Frances. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Adriana?
I'm good, thanks. Beautiful day out there, so all's good with the world.
Well, I can tell you from our vantage point down here in Kerry, where I am today, the sun is shining. It's a glorious day.
Oh, yes. Oh, lovely part of the world there where you are. Now, just to tell our listeners, the People of the Ireland, this is a new project which is designed to tell stories of a diverse Ireland. So tell us more about it.
So this is a project that kind of came from a startup that we have called Storystock.com and TribeStarter.com. And really the people behind those two organizations were a team of journalists. And storytelling and collecting videos and stories about people is just what we do. Mm-hmm. And we decided to kind of curate and put together a lot of our Irish stories in one place and continue to upload and tell stories from Ireland. And we called it the People of Ireland Project. And you can look at those stories on peopleofireland.ie.
Nice.
So I suppose what we wanted to do was to put forward a different side of Ireland. Because a lot of the time when you kind of see, in particular, you know, websites that target the US-Irish kind of market, they can be very much based around shamrocks and shenanigans and that mm-hmm. kind of old view of Ireland.
Yes.
And we wanted to present a new kind of more modern view of Ireland, tech-savvy, young, liberal, open society.
A multicultural society.
Multicultural, and again, we wanted to tell those stories of people who live here now. Mm. You know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Stories of triumph. Stories of people who are having difficulty renting places, what accommodation they're living in. Mm. But then again, you know, great stories of people who have, you know, come out as LGBTQ and who are happily living in Ireland. I think we underestimate how much of a tolerant and progressive society we can be in part at times.
And a trailblazer in some regards with all of that.
Absolutely. Yeah? Absolutely. And we wanted to reflect that on the People of Ireland Project and just showcase, I suppose, different aspects and give a kind of a snapshot into young, a modern Ireland.
Mm. And of course, like there's almost 80 million people around the world who claim Irish descent, you know, so Ireland's influence has spread right across the world. So have you interviewed all of, you know, you've gone wider than just Ireland itself, have you?
Well, we have, and stories can get on the website in two different ways. So we go out and we collect stories ourselves and we record them, or else we invite people to share their own stories. So you can, you know, turn your video around, take a video selfie from anywhere in the world. And we've had people do that from as far away as Canberra in Australia and upload it to peopleofireland.ie. So what we really want to do with the site, which is a not-for-profit site, is to kind of, you know, create a kind of not just stories from Ireland, but young Irish people or old Irish people, whatever kind of Irish people from around the world, from Australia to Canada, Dubai, Australia, wherever they are. I think in a lot of times too, you know, we focus a little bit on America recently, getting some stories out of there, because while there's a huge Irish community there, there's not so many people emigrating to the US anymore, because the trend is now to go to Canada and Australia. Mm. So, you know, we're in danger of losing that connection with our US diaspora, and it's something that we really need to work on and kind of and keep in touch with. But yeah, and mm. stories from all around the world, you know, why the people left, whether they want to come back. We had one lady last week who said, you know, she moved to Sydney, set up a business, and while she loves her family and loves Ireland, she doesn't want to come back. She's you know, she's happy to stay where she is in her new life. And they're just the kind of stories we want to tell and reflect.
Yes, yes. And it's funny, Brooklyn was on just the other day night, Colin Twobeen, where, you know, everybody at that stage was, you know, the big exodus, mass exodus from Ireland. Everybody had to go abroad to the States to find work, you know. And as you say, people are coming back. I wonder, has that Trump got anything to do with that?
I think it's probably a cultural thing. It's, you know,
yes.
It's so much easier to get into Canada and Australia now, and it's an easy route. I'm living in West Kerry now at the moment, and the amount of older families who would have had, you know, most of their brothers and sisters just hit 16, 17 back in the 60s, 70s, and even into the 80s.
Mm.
And it was just go to America. That was the done thing. And so we had so many kind of cottages back there in ruin of whole entire families who would have just left at that point in time. And it's interesting to see some of them come back and have holiday homes here. They've done well for themselves in the US. Others never come back.
Mm.
And, you know, it's an interesting... I think we should always look to kind of keep links with the Irish diaspora because it can benefit Ireland hugely in terms of the economy, in terms of cultural links, and in terms of our relationship with the United States.
Yes, definitely. So what then do you hope to do with this project? You know, is it going to go to galleries, or is it going to be on an educational basis, or what do you hope to do with it?
Yeah, as of now, we're not sure. Like there's an opportunity there to archive all of the stories for future use. And, you know, in due course, we're going to talk to various, you know, archives and
yes.
historical museums and stuff like that. It's not something that's typically been done so far when you have a video archive of all different types of stories, but it will be useful to look back in 20, 30 years' time and see... and get a kind of a snapshot into what culture was like, what people were thinking in a particular year.
Mm.
And that's why we're trying to get a range of stories from, like, if you look on the first couple of stories on People of Ireland, one is about a lady who has beaten cancer. The other one is about a chef talking about how much processed food is prevalent now and how we should move back towards the idea of natural food.
Yes.
And unprocessed food. And I suppose, you know, who knows where we'll be in 20, 30 years' time in Ireland and how technology will have changed so much. And then to look back, almost like an RTE episode of Really in the Years, to see,
yes.
remember what life was like back in 2018.
Mm.
But also, I think it's really, really important that, you know, we have a lot of stories in the mental health space, in the healthcare space, in the lifestyle space, that people can learn from the story. So if they're going through something like, you know, be it coming out or be it dealing with a mental health issue, that they realize that, you know, there's a lot of people in the same boat, in the same scenario as you. And, you know, in time, we want to use the site to create a global community so that people could have their own profile on People of Ireland and contact each other. So that if they moved to Dubai and they saw somebody else telling their story in Dubai, they could contact them and almost create this and use the Irish kind of links to,
yes.
to create a global Irish community.
Very good. Well, we've had quite a number of various immigrant training courses. So I must get on to a lot of our trainees, our past trainees, and get them to put their sides forward. Because, you know, even like with third culture kids, they're growing up here and what their life is like, you know, here in Ireland, as opposed to their parents.
We have, you know, several stories with what we call the New Irish as well.
Yes.
One from a chap originally from Indonesia who's now been living in Ireland for over 10 years. And, you know, they're the New Irish. And, they have great stories to tell about where they've come from, what kind of life they have in Ireland now as well, you know. So,
yes.
And that's just as important to reflect that kind of diverse and modern Ireland. We have a lot of English people. One particular story stands out of Gary Marcham, who moved here 12, 13 years ago and set up his own business. And he talks about how he makes bespoke chairs and how the landscape around Ireland and the beauty and the nature inspires him to do that, you know. So it's a variety of interesting stories. It's well worth, a half an hour pondering through the stories and seeing what kind of people are on peopleofireland.ie.
I'd say it was an interesting project to work on with all these stories. And then if anyone wants to put on, it's peopleofireland.ie, and they just can they upload themselves or?
Yeah, they have the technology in their pocket. They can take a video selfie of themselves. There's a little button there when they go on peopleofireland.ie that says share your story. You click on that, it'll talk you through it. You can upload your video and your story will go live on the website.
Very good.
And you know, it's a great way for you to share the experiences that you have that will help other people to, I suppose, empathise and get their head around whatever's going on in their life.
And it would be lovely to get a lot of older people to then be able to see the differences of how their life was and how Ireland has changed so much in the years.
And we've collaborated a lot with Alex Fegan, who made, you might remember, a documentary called Older Than Ireland.
Oh, yes, I remember that. It was very good.
Which is a fascinating documentary. Mm. It's inspired us as well to, I suppose, use People of Ireland as an archive and as a as a documentary. I always say that my grandfather had a whole litany of stories and tales that ranged from his time working on the railroads to, you know, the tail end of the World War. Mm. And all of those stories died with him the night he died. We don't have a video of him anywhere. Mm. Mm. So if we could get more of those kind of stories to chart and record them, then we have a kind of a visual archive of how life was like and the stories that otherwise just get lost.
Yes, yes. Well, I hope you get plenty more stories, and it's been fascinating talking to you. Thanks so much, Francis, for coming on the line this morning. And I wish you all the best of luck. Take care.
Thanks,
Francis. Bye-bye.